please call the roll.
Wise.
Present.
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. Okay. Paul, do you want to start?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So the fiscal year 2025 budget is less about bricks and mortar this year and more about software expense and the electronic health records the project that we just kicked off. So while we have an operating income, it is not as large as last year. And one of the larger increases is depreciation and amortization from the stuff we built last year, the expanded emergency room that's finishing in the next couple of weeks, and the expanded parking lot to the west of the hospital that is for the specialty clinic. And the electric chargers are installed and the specialty doctors are coming and loving it. Those expenditures didn't have any depreciation expense yet. They will starting on May 1. So depreciation expenses is materially increased. But that electronic health record system, it shows on our budget that interest expense at the bottom, it is not truly interest expense. There's a Government Accounting Standard Board accounting change that occurred that was effective January 1 of this year that forces us to put dollars that were in amortization now down in interest expense. So we just want to make it clear that we don't have any debt. There is not any true interest expense going on here. It's just an accounting standard that we have to follow. It is good news that to offset some of that interest expense, because we've been able to save significant dollars in investments over the last 9 years, we are projecting investment income of $555,000. Wow. So that helps us get to our bottom line of $448,000 this year. So it's the Meditech electronic health record system, our new patient information system. That is more doctor friendly, and it'll put us in the same platform, best of breed, that the largest hospitals have. They call it Epic, but we call it Meditech for the smaller hospitals. Very important. It was the key to us recruiting our new doctor that will start next August, Dr. Audrey Shoemaker, and that'll fill out all of the doctors that we need in primary care for family medicine. So when we look at our capital budget this year, as I say, it is less bricks and mortar and more electronic health record software expense. However, the capital budget does include $950,000 for the redesigned entrance for specialty care, which we are still working on because we need to get the numbers within budget, and the bids that we did receive were, Tom, $300,000 over budget?
Way over, $1.1 or $1.3 million.
$1.3 million, and we were budgeting $950,000. So we're working with the architects to get a number that's more aligned with our budget. But the second large item that stands out in the capital budget is a chiller replacement for $825,000. Could you talk about that for a minute, Tom?
Sure. The chillers are reaching end of life status due to their age, and we're starting to see increased repair costs with them chillers. So this is the last large piece of mechanical infrastructure that we have to replace at the hospital. Through the board approval over the last several years, we've been able to update all the other critical infrastructure, mechanical infrastructure at the hospital, which has resulted in energy savings, energy efficiencies, and a much more stable environment for our staff. So we're currently in the design phase now with an engineer to look at the current platform and decide if that platform is still the best interest for the organization, or if there's some new technology out there that will provide a better and bigger benefit for the hospital as a whole. And we're also working with our Ameren representative to maximize our Ameren incentive dollars for energy savings and rebates as well. So.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any questions about that? Okay. So, in summary, we're continuing to invest in the hospital, not just in bricks and mortar, but in the software, so that we can continue to provide quality access to care for many years to come, and continue to provide access for services that we may not have now, but we're planning for the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you guys should have all got this evening a updated budget. There's only two line items that changed in there, and they're both in TIF 1. I just got the numbers today for an additional road repair in TIF 1, Liberty Lane, to be upgraded before that TIF expires. So that's the only change in that budget. So your motion tonight will be as amended when you go to approve that. Just a few notes for this year. General fund revenues have increased over the last several years, with the largest increases being in sales tax and income tax. General fund expenses are budgeted approximately $2 million higher than the average, than our long-term average. This is due to some large inflationary increases in operating expenses, as well as some large capital items, including a major upgrade to one of our larger parks, an elevator upgrade here at City Hall, two new squad cars and taser upgrades in the police department, as well as several smaller capital projects in the street department. This budget projects that we will dip into our reserves by approximately $1.3 million, which that has been planned for several years now, so that shouldn't be a shocking number. Around $730,000 of that is due to ARPA money that came in previous budget cycles, three budgets ago actually, and is being used on water infrastructure projects. And there's still roughly $730,000 of that left to be spent. That all has to be spent by December of 2026. So we've got to get those finished up. The rest of it has to do with the unusually large capital budget. Again, part of that, as you guys know, we've got almost $500,000 in a park upgrade this year. The elevator in City Hall, $250,000. I mean, they're not small ticket items.
Okay, thank you.
The FY25 projected reserve balance in the general fund would be about 14 months of operating and capital expenses. So staying steady right about where we usually are with that, and a lot better than we were in the past. Obviously, the next 2 years, we've still got state mandated minimum wage increases that will continue to have direct impacts. Both with volunteer fire and the yard waste facility. This year's budget, as far as water and sewer go, water, you guys have on your agenda tonight to approve the new rates for those. The water is a 10% increase. Again, that sounds like a lot, but the chemical costs over the last year and a half are up over 50%. Those are shocking numbers. We hear inflation's this number, but when you see it on the bottom line, those are more of the real numbers out there. The sewer is a 3% increase. Again, those sound big, but those combined equate to a $2.13 increase on the minimum bill. So not a big increase. The self-funded health insurance continued with another fairly healthy year, so there will again be no increase in rates to the departments or the employees for FY25. And just as a highlight on that, there have been no premium increases since FY16. Our three pension funds are in a very healthy position. IMRF is currently at 96.25% funded. I just got that number today. That's as of 12/31. Police and fire pension are both as of last April, because that's the most recent number we have. But police pension was 95.24% funded, and fire pension was actually at 132.63% funded. So our pension funds are in much better shape than most of the state. You guys got any questions?
Any questions?
Good job.
Thanks, Clint. Okay, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn here.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion made. Second. Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Hearing's adjourned.